The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is it. This is it. This is the final What's on Your Mind pre-election edition. Tomorrow, obviously, is Election Day, and we're not going to talk about any of the measures or any of the candidates tomorrow. And then Wednesday, it'll be analyzing what happens. So really, this is it. Your last chance to get something off your chest. Step up in that soapbox. Let us know what's on your mind. Ask any questions you might have. I would love questions from you. A lot of folks in this audience have asked about different measures, about different things, and really wanted a lot of focus on the measures. I hope we performed to your expectations to give you the information necessary to make a decision on the program. But if you remain at this 11th hour undecided on any candidate or any measure and have any last-minute questions, fire away. We'll do our best to get you answers. We are focusing today on I would argue three of the more important questions on the ballot, certainly on the statewide candidate ballot of all the statewide offices up for election. The position of Ag Commissioner has been pretty heated, and North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring has been very accessible to you, our listeners here on the program. And so I want to give you that opportunity to hear from Doug one last time, ask any questions, and again, really appreciate the fact that he's been very transparent on this program. And by the way, I don't know about you, but as I go down the ballot, that's important to me. How accessible are these folks? And quite honestly, my vote on candidates and on the measures have been persuaded by how many of these folks respect you, the audience of the most listened to program here on the Northern Plains. And folks like Ryan Taylor and George Sinner that have opted out. Certainly speak volumes about their campaigns to me. So anyway, Doug Goring's back. God bless him for joining us here on the program. And any questions you have on the egg race, he'll be here to do it. Measure 1 and Measure 5, two of the most heated debates on the other side of the ballot. And we're going to hear from a doctor, Dr. Tony Chu, of All True Health System, who is an advocate for measure number 1 on the program. Dr. Chu joins a chorus of now, I believe, north of 100 doctors that have come out in support of this. And you've had a large group of pastoral influences, the pastors, basically, and members of the religious community, as well as now the medical community that have come out in favor of Measure 1. Does that persuade you? Who do you listen to on Measure 1? Does anybody persuade you? Kind of curious about that. We're going to talk with Troy Coons of the Northwest Landowners Association regarding their opposition to Measure 5, another one of the ag groups that is opposing Measure number 5 today on the program as well. And then, as I say, anything else on your mind, any questions for yours truly, have at it today on the program, okay? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Todd Mitchell is here, ladies and gentlemen, the K-Fire Radio God.
Woo!
Tan, rested, and ready after a fine weekend. And yours truly, Scott Hennon, ready to go as well. I don't know. It's kind of a...
How in the world was I going to get tan this weekend?
Yeah, it was a little tough, wasn't it? Here's how you join us.
Otherwise, you get it all right there.
We're ready for you, folks, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, an election eve edition of What's on Your Mind. Dale and Garrison, listening on 550 K-Fire. Hello, Dale, what's on your mind?
Hi. I guess I don't quite understand Measure 4. Are these guys that want that, what are they going to be doing with the money? Who's going to be doing it?
Well,
Measure
4 isn't anything to do with money. What Measure 4 is a narrow constraint on what initiated measures can do. I'm voting yes on Measure 4 because I believe it fixes future Measure 5s. And what won me over on measure number four was the idea that the measure would prohibit the approval for circulation of any petition to initiate a constitutional amendment that would make a direct appropriation of public funds for a specific purpose or require the legislative assembly to appropriate funds for a specific purpose. It basically says, Dale, you and I can't get together and decide that we're going to change the Constitution and mandate spending in the Constitution to supersede our elected leaders. In other words, we can't just, what Measure 5 would do is say $150 million a year must be spent, and it puts it in the Constitution for 25 years. That's dangerous, really dangerous. So it's a narrow constraint on and a change to the initiated measure process, specifically saying you can't mandate spending in the Constitution. Leave that up to legislators. Pass something to give them a guide or whatever, but not mandate the actual spending. That makes sense?
Yeah, yes, that's kind of what I thought it was. In other words, it's turning the money over to our legislators for them to decide how to use it.
Right. So in the case of Measure 5 done a little differently, it'd be, okay, we believe that there needs to be more spending on conservation issues, for instance. And so I saw an ad this weekend from those Measure 5 folks talking about drinking water. Nobody in North Dakota says we have a problem with drinking water, and they put it in the name of our amendment and all of a sudden act as though if Measure 5 is a vote for clean water. I mean, give me a break. These guys are stopping nothing. It's unbelievable. I'd love to have it, a little reform on how you can call these things whatever you want to call it. Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment rather than a $4.8 billion money grab, which it is. But anyway, Measure 4 and 5 really go together. And, the argument among some people is that there should be no limits whatsoever on initiated measures. I happen to believe that we elect people for a reason. So I think giving us some guidance and initiated measures is a great idea, but mandated spending in the Constitution, direct appropriation of public funds without... the legislature approving it, bad idea. So I'm yes on 4 to prevent future 5, so I'm no on 5, too. Hope that helps, Dale. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, I'm no on 5 also.
You're a yes on 4 and a no on 5, too. Got it. Thanks, Dale. Appreciate it. LaVon and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
I'm interested in measure number 5. I think that is the dumbest thing that ever come out also. And any young student between 18 and age of going to college, certified for work and stuff, why wouldn't we want to spend that kind of money on giving them free education in North Dakota? Any student that votes for that, I think they don't have their eyes open. A lot of states have free education, free tuition for colleges, technical school certification. We would be much better off spending our money on something like that than giving it to outsiders to spend. That's all I've got to say about that.
Thanks, LaVon. Appreciate the call.
No.
All right. LaVon's saying kids vote no so you can leave the option open for some innovative idea like you're talking about. And by the way, the number one concern, I think, of most of folks engaged in commerce in North Dakota is workforce. And I'm hearing a lot of folks talking about, for instance, University of Mary just got a $10 million award, or gift from Catholic Health Initiatives, the hospital giant nationwide. And part of how they're using that is scholarships to meet the needs of healthcare positions that are needed in North Dakota. And, free tuition as a senior in college if you sign up for one of these programs, as an example. And I think you're going to see more and more creative ideas like that, encouraging North Dakota kids to be the workforce of the future for North Dakota, to stay home. And in exchange for some tuition relief, or in the case of the CHI gift, free tuition your senior year, stay here in North Dakota and meet the needs of North Dakota. It's very interesting to see what will happen there. Sounds like LaVon's all for it. Greg in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just thinking it's another beautiful day in North Dakota, but, these guys in Measure 5, they came out with an ad where they're pro-safe drinking water. Every voter who hasn't voted should be aware that three of the big sponsors of that bill are currently suing North Dakota's rural water development system in one part or another of the state.
Interesting. Why is that?
Well, in the North Area Water Supply, they entered into a lawsuit with Canada because they're afraid it'll change the water that flows into Canada. They're suing with Minnesota about Devil's Lake diversion. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they're suing or getting ready to sue with Minnesota about the Red River Valley water diversion. So
interesting.
They're talking out of both sides of their mouth.
Yeah, a bit of a sue-happy group there, aren't they, Greg?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, appreciate that call. What's your vote on Measure 5?
I voted no.
You voted already. You undecided on anything? You on the fence on any of these issues, candidates or measures?
Well,
you can be. You voted already.
I was pretty clear. I had my mind made up pretty well.
You're a good informed voter, Greg. Appreciate that call. Thanks a bunch. Yeah. All right, let's see. Who's next here? Jamie and Bismarck. Tom on the road listening to K-Fire. Daryl and Sheldon. Wade and Bismarck. Are you undecided on any candidate or measure at the 11th hour? Let us know what's on your mind today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
There's a whole lot of trucks rocking the Bakken these days, and I bought mine at S&S Motors in Watford City. You want to do the same. For one, you're going to save a bunch of money. They get great selection, great deals on used trucks like you can't believe. In fact, if you need a new truck, they'll find you what you want. They'll deliver it to you right to your door. It's a great deal right there at S&S Motors, Watford City. 1204 4th Avenue Northeast if you want to stop and see their selection. Or call them at 701-444-2341. Call Brent Stafford and the team at S&S Motors. Save a bunch. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the United Soybean Board and the North Dakota Soybean Council Board. As a director on these boards, you can help determine how your checkoff dollars are invested, influence the direction of our industry, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry on a state and national level, and your service will be supported with training and mentoring. Grow your impact as a soybean leader and get involved today. For more information about the election process and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? Say, this measure number 4, why do you want to give all the power to the government to control the money? I thought the people are supposed to vote on that, bring measures up on the ballot to whether how the money is supposed to be spent. You deceiving people, you.
All right. Well, here's what I would say about measure number 4 for that caller. First of all, in the case of Measure 5, all the power goes to outside groups that would benefit from this to directly impact the Constitution. All right? So they're able to call something Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks and amend the Constitution if they get a yes vote and mandate spending in the Constitution. That removes people I've elected from having a say on how those funds are spent. So I don't think it's as easy as you suggest at all. I love the idea of an initiated measure, and I love the folks that love the idea that people can circulate petition, but I don't like the idea that you can have a direct appropriation of public funds for a specific purpose in the legislature or require a legislative assembly to appropriate funds for a specific purpose. You're tying their hands. You're mucking up the works in my mind. Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs, about 60,000 careers in North Dakota right now, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. $30 billion in impact. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Jamie Bismarck, what's on your mind on this election eve?
Hey, Scott. I want to talk a couple of things. First thing I want to talk about is that one thing in that Old Van City debate that Todd Mitchell had last week.
Yes.
Guy called in and told Old Van she's trying to run away from being a Democrat, and she, no, not me. I'm not doing that. Well, right after that, a commercial came on. She didn't mention once in her radio ad that she was affiliated with the Democrat Party and said, oh, you know, basically open-minded and independent she was. And you know, Tracy Potter does the same thing. I got a thing stuck in my door yesterday. It didn't say he was a Democrat. He was just independent. He had all these people, you know, middle-of-the-road people like Clay Jenkinson endorsing him. Yeah, he's a real middle-of-the-road guy there, too. And then City mentioned something about, you know, the NRA endorser. She got an A-plus rating. And then Old Van, me too. I support the Second Amendment. Well, that's funny because in her, she never even filled out the NRA questionnaire. You know, if you were pro-gun, you'd be more than happy to fill that out and let people know your views. So, she's probably one of those, I support the Second Amendment, but types. And Daryl Miller, he didn't fill it out either, I don't think. And Tracy Potter got a D. So if you're in District 35 and you want somebody respecting your gun rights, you might want to go with City Martinson and Kyle's.
All right, an 11th hour pitch from District 35 in Bismarck. Jamie, thanks for the call. Tom's on the road listening to 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind?
Guys, good morning. I just want to tell you thanks for your comments and opinions regarding election. It's been an education process. But I want to tell you how I view measure number five. I'm in total opposition to it. As I see it, it's not at all about conservation. It's all about confiscation, confiscating money out of the pockets of every man, woman, and child in the state of North Dakota for some special interest groups.
Well, that's a very good way to put it, because it is that. It's 5% off the top. It's a lot of money, and it means less schools, less roads, less hospitals, less law enforcement officers, and all without a state special interest, you know, influence. So I'm with you completely on that. What do you think is going to happen on Measure 5, Tom?
Well, I hope it gets voted down. They've spent a lot of money on it. We get mailings every day with people that are supposedly in favor of it. A lot of it is false advertising, as I've been able to determine. It'll probably be close, but I hope the people in North Dakota vote it down.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Thanks a bunch. Daryl and Sheldon, what's on your mind?
My mind is on Measure 5, and I'm really fearful of that measure. And the reason I say that is because we have all of this money, considerable amount, that can be used for virtually anything, including the purchase of land. And to me, I've taken a look at that measure and then compared it to an Amendment 5 in Florida, which has allowed them to acquire approximately 12% of private land holdings in the last 20 years. They have their eyes set on much more than 12%, but that's what they have gotten to date. And that concerns me so much in North Dakota because the primary supporter, financial supporter, as I understand it, of the passage of that measure, 5, is from Florida. So what we could be looking at in 25 years is taken out of production 12%, 25%, 50%, whatever. And I know that they say that this will sunset in 25 years.
Well, that's a big comfort, isn't it, after $4.8 billion is skimmed off the top of today's projections.
Yeah. Well, that's true, but its sunset is strictly a pipe dream also, and here's the reason why. If you put in all of these new projects and what have you, at the end of 25 years, they are still going to need support.
Sure.
Now, there was a lady that was on a couple of weeks ago on your program, and she was talking about the struggle that there is between education and these other things for funding. Well, if that tax were to go away in 25 years, and now we have these new projects and new lands possibly taken over that are going to need support, the education end of it is going to be in an all-out war to try to get funding. So, to me, the only thing that can happen is one of two things. Either it's going to be re-upped after 25 years, or we are going to see property taxes go through the roof.
Good point, Gerald. Appreciate the call. Mark in Bismarck, listening on 550 KFAR. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm voting no on Measure 1. And, you know, you and I are going to disagree on what the measure means, and reasonable people can disagree. My question is, last week you had a caller, I think her name was Kelly, about Measure 1, and she didn't think she got enough time. But you had made a comment that Measure, or the North Dakota Constitution, already protects right to life. Is that Did I get that right? Is that what you had said to her?
Yeah, well, the right to life is already in the North Dakota Constitution. So as we've had debates and arguments about this on the program, that's been pointed out to say all of these things that they say could happen if this is again, here's the sentence that's going in. It's amazing what people think is going to occur from the following being in the Constitution. The inalienable right to life of every human being at any stage of development must be recognized and protected. That's simply something that would be clarified in the Constitution, so you don't have judges that are adding abortion rights to the laws of North Dakota that were never envisioned by a legislature. So it's more of a clarification than anything.
My question or my point or whatever, I'm a little confused. If it's already in the North Dakota Constitution, what on earth do we need Measure 1 for to add more of the same? I guess I don't.
Well, the answer to that, Mark, is Whit Corwin. It wasn't enough for Whit Corwin to have the right to life in the Constitution to add abortion rights that aren't in any laws. So it's rogue judges is the answer.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Todd, do you have September 9th, 2015 circled on your calendar now for Taylor Swift? And she's back in North Dakota.
Holy cow, I know. I know. I'm already getting texts and stuff. Hey, do you have any tickets? Good grief. If these folks came to town and we just gave the tickets away to everybody who asked us for tickets, they'd never sell a single ticket. Come on,
yeah,
folks.
Exactly. Yeah. Tickets go on sale November 14th. Taylor Swift coming back to North Dakota. She's going to do the Fargo Dome again. She did that in September of 2013. So the 1989 World Tour dates on her website as of today, and it has North Dakota right there on the list. How about that? All right, let me get one more call in here, and then we're going to go to our guest, Doug Goring, Ag Commission candidate, who has been with us darn near weekly through this entire campaign. We appreciate that. One last chance to hear from Doug and answer any questions you might have for him as well. Jim in Tioga, what's on your mind?
Hi, hey, just want to compliment you guys on educating everybody on these measures. It's been a pleasure listening to you guys. One thing I want to make sure that we tell everybody is don't forget to go out and vote for your for the commissioners. I know, and I'm from Bismarck area, and we have a race going on with the Burley County commissioners, and we need a change there. People are very unhappy with the commissioners, and I say both for Brad Stallman and Leroy Barrett, and let's get some new change in there. So thanks, guys. You guys do a great job.
Appreciate the call, Jim, and there's a lot of items to pay attention to on the ballot, certainly on the local level as well, so really hope folks do their time. By the way, I promised all along that I would let you know exactly, full disclosure, where I'm at and all the candidates, all the measures, and we're going to put that up on Facebook before the end of the program today. I'll run through them quick, just do a little run-through as we always promised we would. What we wanted to do is we'll give you as much information as possible and help give you that information to form your own opinions on these. And I've, you know, pretty much just learned right along with you. And but also promise that I would tell you exactly where I'm going to go, because I think you're owed that. So I'll give you that before the end of the program today. And look forward to tomorrow as we tally up the votes and then Wednesday analyze it all. Doug Goring is North Dakota's Ag Commissioner, Republican incumbent for that post. This has been probably the most watched statewide of all the statewide races, you know, on the state offices that folks have been watching. And, Doug, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I am doing
well. Well, good. How do you, election eve, from a candidate's perspective, assess the last number of months and how you feel ahead of the big day tomorrow?
Well, I feel good. I mean, we've just kept our head down, kept going forward. Things will sort themselves out tonight, but I do feel good about it. Just continue to get our message out there, stayed on message, and talked about what we've done in the department. You know, whether it's been about exports, The fact that we've increased them by over 70% in the last 4 years, Port of Vancouver agreement, the pollinator plan, our mediation program, how we've modified that, the new initiative looking at pipeline reclamation inspection program, our land enhancement program, regulatory review committee, crop insurance products over the last 5.5 years, things that we brought forward. I got great staff. We sit down, we work on issues, we talk about, real solutions for real problems with real results, and these are some of the things we've just continued to turn out, and working with the ag community and the public in general to look at issues and figure out, you know what, you get everybody in the same room, you talk about what the problem is, you tap that great resource, and you figure out what kind of solutions you can develop, and when you got everybody there, you know what, you come up with some really great ideas, and you blend it, you fold it together, and you really come up with some stuff that is quite appealing. But not only that, you're amazed at how well it really does address the problems.
Doug Goring, our guest, by the way, North Dakota Ag Commissioner, on the ballot tomorrow for re-election as Ag Commissioner against the Democratic candidate Ryan Taylor. Any questions or comments for the Ag Commissioner are welcome here today on the program. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you had to pick one issue, Doug, that you think concerns voters most, that you heard the most about throughout this campaign, what would it be?
Depends on what part of the state you're in. Although we don't have any authority or oversight on rail, I would say rail issues have probably been the biggest issue that I continue to hear across the state, just how it impacts agriculture, impacts our rural communities, impacts energy. And I guess to that point, that's one of the reasons, and I should back up just a little bit on that. I mean, it was just happenstance that a year and a half ago we started working on an agreement with the Port of Vancouver to deal with some of this, and it was looking at creating the synergy that's already there between energy and agriculture and look at a backhaul opportunity to take product out of North Dakota back into the Pacific Northwest. And the Port of Vancouver has put up tens of millions of dollars to do that. And I mean, they stepped up. They showed their true commitment by putting in transload centers, buying cars, doing the logistics, and helping relieve a little bit of the pressure that exists. But it does come down to developing and putting pipelines in the ground, because the more oil that we can move by pipeline to those markets, the more space we're going to create on the rail system for agricultural products, for ethanol, for coal. I mean, everybody's sharing this line. How do we do a better job about doing that, and where can we free up some of that space? And that's really what we're working on. Those are things that have certainly come to the forefront. I know it's been talked about, well, we have all this pipeline capacity already and we're not using it. Keep in mind, those pipelines are going to markets that, quite frankly, don't want anymore. And that's why we have these huge differentials that exist in the market between refineries in different parts of the country. It's about putting pipelines into those specific refineries, into those specific markets that will help relieve some of the pressure and really move things forward. I mean, that just seems to be one, but it really is about agriculture. This job is about agriculture. We have over 105 different programs in the department that we run. And about 90% are actually regulatory in nature. The other are about advocacy, marketing, promoting, whether it's our Pride of Dakota program, Hunger Free Garden Project. Those are programs that we help a lot of our export companies, our small businesses here in North Dakota get engaged in, help them try to move product not only locally but regionally and even into international markets. We work along those lines. But it's also about addressing other issues concerning agriculture itself, with meat, milk production, pesticides, fertilizers, our livestock pollution prevention program. We just have a lot of things that we step up and we try to help the industry migrate through. And really, I guess the other side of that is it's about common sense regulations. It's about taking that approach that best serves North Dakota, best serves the entire industry. We have one of the highest compliance ratings in the nation, even to the point that EPA has finally asked, how do you guys do it? Well, it's about education compliance. It's about working with people instead of playing the gotcha game like EPA and other states actually do. They just go out, they throw a manual at them, they say you need to comply with the rules, the regulations, and the laws, but they don't they don't help them understand what it is. And we've taken that approach, and that's why we're running 82%. Just to put that in the proper perspective, EPA runs, in the upper 40s, lower 50s. A lot of states, a lot of my colleagues, they run it in the 50s, maybe low 60s if they're doing really good. I appreciate the fact that our staff has worked hard to understanding how we need to do this, and they do a great job delivering on this, and I believe the industry and agriculture and everybody served much better in that respect.
Doug Goring is with us, the Ag Commissioner in North Dakota. Again, the telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We just spent the last half hour talking with listeners about the issues that they're most concerned about in the 11th hour of the election. Measure 5 comes up quite a bit. Have you heard a lot about Measure 5? I know, obviously, the ag community is speaking in unison on that issue against it. Your opponents had some difficulty saying where he was at on it. How much of that has come up in the campaign?
Actually, quite a bit. Measure 5 is a deep concern for agriculture producers in this state. I mean, think about it. 90% of all the land in North Dakota is owned and operated by agriculture. If we're talking about conservation, then we should be listening to those that are the true conservationists in the state, those that take care of, manage, and really enhance the environment out here, enhance the soil and everything about it. They're not asking for this. These are outside interests. These are other interests that are asking for it, trying to impose that upon agriculture. I mean, quite frankly, if you get all this money, what are you going to do with it? Because unless you go in and impose your will upon ag producers in this state, I don't know what you think you're going to accomplish unless you're going to go out later on and try to buy the land. But this just has some real complications, and it's complex, and it really bothers agriculture producers that this is going forward and that people are buying into it, because it almost infers that North Dakota has bad water quality, bad air. And the reality is we have some of the cleanest air, we have some of the cleanest water in the United States, and we're just going to continue to manage and work towards that end. That's where you create incentives. That's how you work with the ag community to get there. But the other thing on top of all this that ag producers just scratch their head and roll their eyes at is we have the Heritage Fund. Why don't we just use that? Why doesn't that just get scaled up? And you just kind of tongue-in-cheek say it can be and it should be. But they say, why are they moving forward with this? I don't know. I can't speak for anybody. It just seems like there's some different thought processes going on here. Measure 5 is not good for North Dakota. It's going to tie all that money up. And we could be using it for, and it's taxpayer money. Let's face it, let's don't say that it is oil extraction money. It's taxpayer money because it comes back into the state. At that point, we could be providing property tax relief. We could be looking at roads and schools and funding more of that. And it's bothersome to the ag community that we'd even move forward and consider something like this, or that the public would fall prey to it and victim and then end up saying, yeah, we want all that. Those commercials look nice, so maybe we need to do that.
What would the impacts be of taxpayer dollars used to buy land? By the way, we've had a lot of scenarios described by folks that say, okay, you take tax dollars, you buy land, and then you sell land to the feds, well, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, for instance, or other federal entities, and more tax dollars being used. So you turn into land flippers. But what would the impact be of those tax dollars being put into land sales?
Probably far worse than what CRP did. Most farmers and ranchers recognize what CRP did in most of our rural communities. It killed them. It dried up some of these communities. You no longer had activities. The land was idled. There were some benefits. I mean, and over time, they used it for some haying, emergency haying and forage. But the reality is it's economic activity out there, and you need to leave it in private hands. You need to allow the market and farmers and ranchers determine what they want to do and what they can do, because they have obligations to their family, to their banker, but also to society. So it's about producing food, feed, fiber, and fuel.
All right, short break. Wade from Bismarck has a question for our guest, Doug Goring, Ag Commission candidate, Republican incumbent, when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Yanton Canvas. Servicing the Fargo and Jamestown areas. Call them in Jamestown at 701-252-6927.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state. Your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're brought to you today in part by High Plains Apache, the folks that have one focus. You know what that is? Sprayers. They're the pros on sprayers, folks, and they are the best. Product expertise, customer satisfaction, new, used, the parts you need, whatever it is. And HighPlainsApache.com, great resource. Check out that website. You'll find some used sprayers there. You'll also find some great stories on these sprayers and grower testimonials that say it all. All you got to do is talk to a High Plains Apache customer to know how much of a difference these Apache sprayers mean in the field for these growers. And by the way, that ET Ag Center now is your source for over 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Not just for Apache sprayers, any sprayer.
HighPlainsApache.com or stop and see them in Mandan or in Frontier just south of Fargo. High Plains Apache, tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Doug Goring is with us, North Dakota Ag Commissioner, on the ballot tomorrow for re-election. Let's go back to the phones here with questions for Doug. Wade and Bismarck, your question.
Hi, Scott. Yeah, this is Wade Moser. I really didn't have a question for Doug, but I wanted to kind of add to what his comment was concerning the Outdoor Heritage Fund. I happen to serve on that advisory board that makes recommendations to the Industrial Commission, and I realize that the supporters of Measure 5 have not done a lot of debating on this issue. But those that they have debated have been critical of the Outdoor Heritage Fund for denying a lot of applications. And I just wanted to defend the board's actions and what we did. We've got the responsibility of presenting good projects to the Industrial Commission, which Doug sets on. And we've been criticized for saying no to people. And I know the first round we had a lot of applications come in. And we did deny a lot of those simply because we had a lot of board members who were wondering whether that was even a legislative attempt, building roads, research projects, building employees or staffing employees that were not. So we asked the chairman of the committee of the Natural Resources Committee to come in and explain to us what the legislative intent was. And when they did that, there were a lot of people on the board, including the wildlife people, that voted no on a lot of projects simply because it was not for the legislative intent. So we got a responsibility to get good projects to the Industrial Commission, and we've been attacked by the supporters of Major 5. And I'll give you one prime example of what our responsibility is, and it's to look to make sure that they're good, sound projects. And Ducks Unlimited brought a project, there are several projects in, one specifically had a fairly high salary tied to it, and when I asked the person, he was going to spend a certain amount of time on this project. I said, your salary calculates out to be $208,000 a year. Is that what you get? He says, I wish. But he says, if we do projects for someone else, that is what we would charge them. So can you imagine if Ducks Unlimited put projects forward, and if Measure 5 was to pass, they will definitely get their salaries included and probably an inflated amount. So I'm disappointed that those in Measure 5 didn't want to debate this issue more, but I want to defend that my committee on the work that we did. Now, that committee is made up of four people in agriculture, four from wildlife and conservation, two from energy, one from business, and one from parks. You've got to get seven people to agree. So that means that you've got to have a coalition of people that agree on this, meaning we have to have the wildlife at our side. Wildlife people have to have agriculture at their side if you're going to get projects through this group. And we have funded several projects. We funded $14 million worth of projects that we've recommended to the Industrial Commission so far. And I think they're good projects, good, sound projects that I think the taxpayers will be proud of.
Oh, Wade, appreciate all that. Doug, anything you want to say?
No, I think Wade hit on it very well. We can scale up the needs based on what the legislature would do and fund more, and I think that would help considerably. We can address this problem, and it goes back to those that own and manage the resource. 90% of North Dakota's land is owned and managed by the farmers and ranchers who we're going to have to work with if you want to do conservation.
Yeah. I'm not sure they want the accountability, Wade. In fact, I know they don't. That's why they've gone about this way and put this 13-member board in place that has very little ag representation, right, Doug? In their proposal?
Exactly.
Yeah. So they don't want the accountability, obviously. Wade, appreciate your good work on the Heritage Fund. I think it's very important to point out that these needs are being met. There is a process for that. It is funded. It's managed taking the projects to this board for accountability. Appreciate that. Marty and Bismarck, let's get you in here for Doug before the end of the hour here. Real quick with your question.
You bet. Well, it's more of a comment. Doug is an upstanding guy, and just want everybody to know if this Measure 5 goes through, farmers and ranchers will be getting the names of members of Ducks Unlimited, Pheasants Forever, Wildlife Federation Fund. And if you are a hunter and a member of these organizations, you will not be hunting on private land in North Dakota. It's that simple. This is bad for ranching, bad for farming, and you will be done if you are for this.
All right, Marty.
I have heard that from the ag community. They said if this does go through, they will start to shut down and lock up land because they feel if there are sportsmen that are supporting this, it's not good. I am concerned about the approach, but quite frankly, we still have to recognize who owns and manages the land. Work with them. They love to have sportsmen out there managing all that different game.
Marty, appreciate the call. Doug, thanks for the time. Good luck tomorrow, and appreciate all your access during this campaign. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Todd.
We'll hear from a doc in support of measure number one when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cynics in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.